The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of The Hartford or its affiliates.
You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast, brought to you by The Hartford.
Gene, last episode we talked about how you thank your clients or your customers at this time of year. If you should, if you shouldn't, what you do send to them if you decide to thank them. Today we're going to talk about thanking your employees.
Yes.
Typically, places that I've worked before, you have a holiday party. And in the past like 4 years, I think my group has been ice skating.
Okay.
Which was not very popular.
I was just going to say, how did that
work
out?
There were like 5 of us that really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And everyone else was like horrified of like hurting themselves.
Yep.
Bowling, which was actually a pretty big hit.
Because, I'm a fan of bowling.
Yeah. You're either a good bowler, so you enjoy it, or you're a bad bowler.
As long as there's beer.
So
I was just going to say, there's a bar nearby, then that's fine.
It's fine.
Yep.
And then what did we do last year? Oh, we went to a Mexican restaurant and we played like a Family Feud style game.
That sounds horrible. So in other words, you guys
really,
do.
Honestly, it would have been your worst nightmare.
It sounds like a nightmare. And you're working with these people all day, and now you're forced to go out and then play a game with them.
You know who really enjoyed that?
Kill myself.
Though?
Who?
And we will throw his name out there because he is a podcast listener, is my manager Dave O'Brien.
He was
the Richard Dawson character.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He was like the ringleader.
And here I was. I was up until this moment liking that guy. And now suddenly my respect for him has just been diminished. At Hartford, the way that you guys sort of pay back your groups is
you have a party.
You go somewhere, you have a party. Okay.
Yeah. And it was great. We had it at a Mexican restaurant, so the food was like fantastic.
Okay.
And it was really fun. And then I think we, like, some of us stayed out until like much later.
Crazy.
Than,
okay.
On like a weeknight. But it was really fun. But I know some companies, like when I worked at a bank, I got like gifts from my managers.
Right. Right.
Which I always think is so awkward.
Yeah, because like, you don't know what to buy, and
there's so much
room for error when you're buying people gifts. We give cash, and we give. I'm going to tell you in a different format. We have three things that I do with our people in our company, and I've learned this from other clients. So here's some ideas for you if you're running a business and you're looking to give sort of gifts to your employees or whatnot. Okay, so number one is, I personally own a timeshare. Have I ever told you this? We own a timeshare.
Yeah, I think so.
It's in Hawaii. It's a Mauna Loa, Hawaii.
I'm surprised you do, because everyone always says timeshares are like the worst investment.
Okay, so first of all, we've never been to this timeshare. We've owned it for like 12 years. For all I know, it's under like a foot of lava, but it's we've owned it. And you have it. We bought it for $5,000 like 12 years ago. We had high aspirations to use it for our family. We've never been there. But here's what we do. Here's what I've been doing every year. It's part of the RCI network. You know, these timeshares are all connected to these exchange networks like RCI. And I say this is a good idea for a business owner. If you were to buy a timeshare, and they cost anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 for these one.
Okay.
Every year we trade it in on RCI. We have a week in Hawaii. We trade it in for either a week in Vegas or a week in Orlando. And every year I give it away. I give it away to one of our employees. Some years I've given
it
away.
Why don't you give them a week in Hawaii? Well, just
hold on. I'll tell you why in a minute. But a few years we've given them to an employee.
Orlando or Vegas?
Listen, hold on.
Hawaii.
You don't have kids. This is like a big deal. So you either go to
you take your kids to Vegas?
Yeah. No, that's why you have Orlando. That's why you just. So would you let me finish though? So you know, sometimes
well,
some
your
years
kids
we've.
Are in their 20s.
Oh my
you
goodness!
Might take them to Vegas.
Yes. We've given this to customers. We've given this to employees, and we've given it to charities. By the way, so I've kind of mixed it up or whatever, but it's a full week, and you get these timeshares. These resorts are gorgeous, and they're like 2-bedroom, you know, suites, like in the vicinity of, you know, and then of course, you know, people have to pay for their own plane fare. But like, if it's a week, give you a week, Elizabeth, in Vegas.
That's,
do you know what
really
I mean?
Nice, yeah.
That's like kind of cool to go.
That's
to.
That's way too much time in Vegas.
Well,
too much time.
You know, you can share it, you know, whatever. So that's one thing that we've done, and that's usually like if we ever run like sort of, and that's another conversation, like sort of contests with our employees or
let's talk about that.
You know, sales incentives if they hit certain goals or whatever. Whoever wins gets that. So that was one thing we've done. Second thing that we've done
Godiva chocolate.
Frequently. No Godiva chocolate. I go to Card Cash. Have you ever heard of Card Cash?
No.
So Card Cash is it's a site we can put in the show notes, and you can buy gift cards there at a discount.
Okay.
Because for some reason people sell. They sell their gift cards. Like, well, not for some. Like, I sold, like, 3 years ago, somebody gave me a gift card to the hair cuttery for $100. So, people, whoever, if you're listening right now, imagine, you don't have to imagine too much. I would have very little use, right? You can attest to this, Elizabeth, yes. For a $100 gift card to the hair cuttery, okay? It's worthless to me. Anyway, I went on a Card Cash, and I sold it for $50.
Okay.
And then they turn around, and they sold it for $75.
Okay.
Get it? So yeah. It's $100 value, but they made some money and I made some money. They've got it for everything. They have gift cards on this site, Elizabeth, for the Outback Steakhouse. I don't know who is giving up a gift card for the Outback. It's the best restaurant in the country. You can get a steak and fries and salad for like $27. But some idiots are giving away these gift cards.
$27, less than that.
No, it depends on the region you're in. But it's fantastic. Anyway, you can get gifts. So I buy every year like some gift cards at a discount. And then I give them away to employees. For a job well done at the end of a project or whatever. Just like, here, take this gift card, go out to take the family to the Outback.
So how do you figure out how to do that? Do you just remember it one day? Like, oh, I should do that.
I do. I mean, usually, yeah. I'm all about, we talked in a previous episode about my customer relationship management system, my CRM system.
You just have prompts.
I just prompt. I have a lot of reminders. So then those things don't fall off the cracks. And then that way, and I'm just making sure that people, when they do a good job, they get like a little bit of a, then the other thing that we do, and I've learned all this, but we should have a whole other episode on credit cards. Cards for small businesses,
okay.
Right? Like the best word. Now we use the Citibank thank you card for our personally and for our business. And I'm not saying that's the best or whatever. That's just what we use. And I've had good success with it. The Citibank thank you card is very good because you accumulate miles for what you purchase in your business. And personally, you can combine the accounts. And then they have this huge exchange. You can exchange those points for a lot of stuff. Travel as well is very big. It used to be I would accumulate travel miles for like US Airways and I could trade it in for like a flight, you know, to like Fargo in January, you know, with all the blackout dates.
Okay.
So they don't have any of these blackout dates. So I accumulate a lot. I can get travel vouchers. I get gift certificates. I get gift cards. I get whatever. And I give them to employees for a job well done. It's just found money.
Yeah.
It's just found money. It's like nothing's coming out of my pocket. They were just, you know.
So let's say you're a small business.
Mm-hmm.
You have, not
10 employees.
Not as established as you, though.
Okay.
Let's say you're like starting out. You have like 5 employees.
Okay.
Let's say you're you 15 years ago.
Okay.
What do you think is a reasonable amount of money to spend on thanking your employees every year?
First of all, I think it depends. I hate generalizing because it really depends. If this was me 15 years ago, I didn't have any money to spend on my employees. So there was no reasonable amount to spend.
Well, a lot of listeners might feel like that. But we always say the biggest investment, the best investment is in your employees.
It's absolutely true. But then again, your better investment is spending the money on your business so your employees actually have jobs next year, you know, and not frivolously like throwing it away on whatever. So to me, I think it's you want to do something. You don't have to give them anything other than a thank you. For all the great work that they have done.
So maybe you can write them like a card.
Absolutely. Like something personal or, you know.
You don't force them to have lunch with you.
Anything. It's exactly right. You know, they may not be in, you know, to doing something like that. So, or at the very least, what we used to do, now I'm thinking back on it. So 15 years ago is a long time, you know, or 20 years ago, even when I started out, I used to have a barbecue at my house.
Okay.
And we used to do that. And say, come if you want, don't come if you don't want to, it's fine. But, you know,
that's a wonderful invitation.
Can you imagine? And, but you know what I used to do is because I'm such a cheapskate, I used to combine it. We did a July 4th barbecue every year for our neighbors.
Okay.
And, somehow my wife bought into that. And every year we would be like the barbecue house on July 4th.
Okay.
So I would go out and I'd buy like the beer and the burgers and the dogs. It was very whatever. And then I would invite my employees to it. So it was like, right? Was like, listen, I'm barbecuing anyway. You know, come on by. You know,
who
whatever.
Wants
isn't
to
that great?
Spend a holiday with their boss.
Well, it's first of all, you don't have to. I mean, you can just come on by and grab a burger and leave. It's completely up to you to come. Listen, we're a small business starting out. What do you expect me to give you a Cadillac? So, you're trying to say thank you in some way. Now, you know, as you do have the ability to give money. You should. The final thing that we do, though, and in all seriousness, and I still do this every year, is I give bonuses to everybody at the end of the year.
The hardest job I've ever had, I worked on a big, big project, and there was not a lot of money after it. It was, you know, it took like over a year. It was a ton of work, working like, you know, 24/7. I didn't get any thanks after that. But what I got was the person who was running the project wrote like an actual handwritten personalized note to me. It wasn't that long.
And
it
you still like, remember this, don't
I do
you?
Remember it. Yeah. And it really just acknowledged all of the hard work I had put in just by saying, I know how much hard work you put into this. I know you put a lot of heart into this. I really appreciate it. And that's the best thing I've ever
gotten. You know what's funny that you just said this? I just did a project for a larger company recently, and it involved like people from like their marketing department and whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a young woman in the marketing department. She was like 2 years out of college. I mean, typical millennial, you know, whatever. And we finished the project. And would you believe she sent me, and this was like a 23-year-old, you know, person, like, you know, a handwritten note in 2017.
That's so nice.
And it was so nice. And it was very like, you don't think like, well, this generation or all of them, you know, you'd think she would text me a thank you, you know what I mean? Or so whatever.
Put it on Snapchat.
Yeah, and it was so sweet. And she wrote this really nice hand, put it in the mail, and I got it, and then I opened it up, it's in a card with a handwritten. She was the only one from the whole, I mean, she was only one of the people on the team working, but she wrote it. And
now you can use that to shame your own children, right?
Well, I got to tell you, the power of a handwritten note to your employees, to your customers, it's, you know, you listen to your elders, like people like me in our 50s.
Now, what if you have really terrible handwriting like I do?
Well,
have you seen my handwriting?
No, I haven't.
It's frightening.
All right. Well, you're going to have to get a print then, okay? You have to use cursive. Make do. But I think a handwritten note, I think, is actually also a really, really nice thing to do.
Yeah.
For your in the end, you don't have to spend that much. I get back to what you were saying about, like, you say you don't have any money or you're just starting out or whatever. Listen, honestly, you know, Elizabeth, like, you know, a $50 or $25 gift certificate, $50 gift certificate to say, hey, go out with your significant other and have dinner on me. Thank you for all the work that you did. And if you're a very small business, the employees get that. It's nice.
I'll tell you what employees really want, aside from I do want to acknowledge in the note, it wasn't the thank you, it was the fact that the person was acknowledged.
Yes.
It wasn't the like, it's not that I need a pat on the head, it was more just the fact that he understood how hard I had worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And took the time to actually write that down. I think that's what you need
agree.
To do.
Everybody likes to get praised.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying though. It's not even the praise. It's more just the fact that he took the time to acknowledge like this person worked hard.
Yeah.
They put a lot into this.
Yeah.
And then took like 5 minutes to write me a little note.
Even at my age, it's still nice when somebody says thanks and good job.
I'll tell you, never
get enough of that.
Here's what your employees really want.
Okay. A new employer.
They don't want a party. They don't want like a gift.
They don't
want
to come to a backyard in my neighborhood.
What they want more or a gift card. What they want more than anything else.
Time off.
Is a profit sharing plan.
Profit sharing.
And we're going to talk about that in the next episode.
All right, all right.
We'll be right back in a couple days with our take on profit sharing plans.
Thanks for joining Elizabeth and Gene for another edition of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. For the latest on small business trends straight from the small business experts, visit the Hartford Small Biz Ahead. We've got articles, how-tos, and videos to help you run your business more efficiently. Check us out at smallbizahead.com.